'Tis the season to be wealthy. The Exergen Virtual Temperature Challenge is going on now. Just go to Exergen.com and click the contest link for a chance to win an Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, an HD TV, or $100,000 in Christmas cash. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, fast and easy to use, gives an accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan. Used by doctors and nurses at work and at home. Backed by more than 40 published medical studies. A great value for the money and makes a great gift. Pick one up today.
This holiday season, Lowe's is making it easier for you to give your Grillmaster the perfect gift. Right now, save big when you purchase a Grillmaster 4-burner gas grill for only $149. That's a savings of $50. Plus, find other great values like a Black & Decker cordless screwdriver for just $29.97. Hurry, supplies won't last long. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 12/14/11 to 12/26/11.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're
full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
a rat head in your bucket of chicken.
I hate that.
So get loose.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 14th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. That's right, it's a credit union. Those were things that you weren't allowed to participate in for loans or saving money or checking in the old days unless you worked for a certain company. In fact, in this case, it was Monsanto. First Community Credit Union then decided, hey, let's let everybody take advantage of these great benefits, and lucky you, you can be a customer. Let's make that a member at First Community Credit Union, as we all are. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
You say, who's running that control board? Well, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k of $25,000 or more, now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the church.
I'd like to get one of those lump sum distributions.
Yeah.
Where can I get one of those?
Well, we'll talk. We'll have a little chat. You never know what's around the corner.
Wow.
David Dal Piaz, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Some lumps
and
for a lump.
Dan Strauss in the house with the Trouser Mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
And Dan, of course, singing along with Tina with the Hobo Hemorrhoids. They'll be at Rock House Thursday night with TR3 and the Pernikoff Brothers. Hebe Jimenez will be there, but you won't know who he is because he'll be incognito. He's like a Secret Service, except they make themselves known with the dark suits and the earpieces and the sunglasses. Not Hebe. You'll never know who he is, but yep, he will be there. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
And Rat...
No.
What?
You have to ask them.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to know if he can come to the big concert Thursday night. He wants to have a what kind of concession?
Cheese.
Cheese concession.
Sure. I'm sure he can.
All right,
yeah.
They said you can. You can serve cheese.
All right.
And crackers.
All right, you guys are very nice for letting him do that. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Bill Cleveland's on the way after we talk about our sponsor. And then at the end of this little segment, I have a joke. It's one of those really long-winded jokes. And the joke itself is like a 50-year-old joke. It's a great joke. But it's the detail in the joke. There are about six or seven jokes like this where the telling is as much a part of it as the punchline. So I hope you enjoy it. It's coming up. First Community Credit Union at one time had popcorn available to the customers in the Chesterfield Valley, Maine, not really a branch, it's kind of a headquarters. And I went in and I said, hey, you know, wouldn't it be nice if all the customers at all the branches could have popcorn? And I think somebody said something like, yeah, like that'll happen. Well, they don't know me. I went to the top. I went to the president, and I said, how about popcorn in all locations? And I'm here to tell you that for the last couple of years, there has been popcorn at all locations. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's hard to think now of the hot, hot, hot summertime when it's 100 degrees or 105, but when that weather comes along, popsicles for everybody, it's just a great place to bank. In many ways, it's kind of like when your grandparents would bank. You know, here, sonny, have a popsicle or, you know, popcorn. They still do that kind of stuff. But nobody is more state-of-the-art, nobody is more up to speed than the people at First Community Credit Union. I have checking there, have savings there, business banking there, have a safe deposit box there, have had things notarized there. All that stuff you want from your bank, we are inviting you to do all of it at First Community Credit Union, and you're going to be glad we did, and you're going to be even more glad that you accepted and that you became a member. You can go in and get it started, or you can go to their website, firstcommunity.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Oh, great, Bill. How are you?
Good. Well, Radar Online reports that if you want the table next to Kim Kardashian on New Year's Eve, it'll cost you $20,000.
Oh.
And yeah, you'll sit just a few feet away from her, and you'll be able to see firsthand who she marries and divorces at midnight. Way to bring in the new year. Do you remember who Christine O'Donnell is?
Yeah, I know the name.
Oh, the witch, right?
Yeah, the woman that lost in 2010 for the Delaware Senate seat today has officially endorsed Mitt Romney for president, which should help in wrapping up that all-important badass crazy witch vote.
I am not a witch.
Let me ask you something. Do endorsements matter to anybody? Isn't that the dumbest thing ever?
I don't know what matters to anybody.
I endorse this person. I endorse that person.
It could backfire.
Yeah, of course it could backfire. Hey, don't you know there's some people going, no, don't endorse me. Don't endorse me.
No.
Oh, we had some pretty good thunderstorms in St. Louis this afternoon. In fact, the rain was coming down almost as fast as Mitt Romney's poll numbers. This afternoon.
Yeah, little Ron Paul's stepping up now.
What's that? Yeah, I saw Mitt on the news today. Boy, you can tell he's pretty upset about being beat by Newt Gingrich in a lot of states. I mean, he had one hair out of place.
Oh, my goodness, he's
a mess.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 5 for CKTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, sure, bye.
You know, you look at some guys and you know they spend an hour in front of the mirror. Jimmy Johnson, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What a head of hair that guy's got.
Helmet hair.
It has to take an hour to get ready and make sure that's just perfect before you go out anywhere. Bill Cleveland, brought to you, of course, by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company. Had a really nice time last night and dinner with a couple of people I didn't really intend to have an evening with. And here's what's interesting. The woman works here at the station and has for quite a while. I've never spent a total of 15 minutes with her, Victoria Babu. We run into each other, and then the next thing you know, we go to dinner with her and her husband, Dave. What a nice couple of people. Sometimes you're in the building with somebody, and even though we're here at different times, you don't know them. You just don't know them. And I've never really known much about her, but she's a delightful, funny, I like her, and I like her husband, Dave. He's a neat guy, so that was That was fun. Even for me, somebody who doesn't have fun and doesn't go out with anybody, I even enjoyed it. I told my kids, ever since they've been old enough to understand it, that in your life, you might as well figure that whatever you're going to pay for, whatever the price is, always add 10 to 20% to it. Nothing is what you think it's going to be. And I get the biggest kick out of when they'll call me and go, well, Dad, you were right again. I don't care if it's a car and they were starting at just, the $49.95, a washing machine. Forget that starting at thing. You're not going to buy it for that. There's sales tax, and that's the bare bones model. You're almost always going to end up, if it's supposed to be, $1,499, you're going to pay $1,700, $1,800. If you buy a house, especially a new home, and the builder says, home starting at $149.9.
That's with one outlet in it.
I promise you that house is going to cost you $180,000 if it cost a penny.
Remember when cars didn't even come? You could get them without radios?
I ordered a car without a radio.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's just true. And the boys, there's not a month that goes by they don't call me and go, oh, man, you were right. We got a bid on this. It was supposed to cost. Well, by the time you factor in something you didn't think about or something that you didn't realize you'd need, it's just going to be more. So just, keep that in mind. It's never what you think it's going to be. Consumer Reports. This is the ultimate go-to magazine if you want a completely objective article on anything, pretty much, because over time they've covered everything. They've now they're talking in this last issue about vacuum cleaners, and they say if you're shopping for a vacuum cleaner, that overall, and they took everything into consideration, suction, brushes, bagless versus the bag kind, that overall the best cleaning is the upright. It says the upright vacuum, like an Oreck, is still tops overall at cleaning. Those are the words. Now, there are some canisters, they say, that come close. When I was a kid, the only vacuum cleaner we had at home ever was an Electrolux. It was a big, long, silver tank. And you roll that big old tank around. And Electrolux, to my parents, was the Rolls-Royce of vacuum cleaners. They wouldn't even consider another vacuum cleaner.
Didn't guys used to go door-to-door selling those,
That's
too?
How we bought them. Yeah. The guy would come to the door. And he'd say, the new Electroluxes are out, and he'd show the new model. Well, my parents couldn't afford one but about every 5 or 6 or 7 years. But, man, when several years rolled by and we got rid of the old one and got a new one, you'd have thought we bought a car. That silver monster, like an Airstream trailer, little trailer coming into our house. Electrolux. Do they even still make them?
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, do they?
I believe they do.
But in their minds, man, it was the best. I want you to make a point to keep up with Jerry Sandusky's attorney. This is the guy who, a few weeks ago, said flat out, this man is innocent. I'm telling you right now, he's not guilty. And I want you to just keep on everything this guy says, Joe Amendola, because now he has said, when he turned down that preliminary hearing, the experts say this is going to come to an end fairly quickly. And most of the analysts say that this was their only chance to find out what kind of case the state had, and they walked away and gave up because they realized going in it's so overwhelming they're just going to go back and regroup. And that's what most experts, there will be a plea. But this guy says, quote, there have been no plea negotiations. There will be no plea negotiations. And I hope everybody remembers that when this guy plea bargains and settles for going to prison for 10 years or whatever. He said, this is a fight to the death, and it's a fight of Jerry Sandusky's life. Well, it sure is, and good luck. Again, I say there's no way 12, 15 kids all make up the same story. A great letter to the editors of USA Today regarding Alec Baldwin from a guy who is a pilot. He doesn't name the airline, but he said he's a major commercial airline senior captain. And I think it's great that this guy came out and essentially says in his letter to USA Today, instead of making this guy a comedic hero and kind of, you know, in a sense, not literally but figuratively, slapping on the back. Way to go, Alec. He says, what Alec Baldwin did is unacceptable. He said, Alec Baldwin, who's one of the more privileged members of society, should understand that the flight attendant who kicked him off the plane was doing the job she was trained to do, required by the FAA. And if she hadn't followed that procedure, she could have lost her job, been fined. And he says, I'm a senior international captain of another airline, and I work with flight attendants who work long days, as much as 18 hours a day, more days per month for less pay. This guy rudely made a comment about her age, and he says, when I'm commuting, I feel safer knowing I have a crew that's experienced, that follows orders. He says it's important not only for the pilots, but for the mechanics who keep the aircraft safely operating, and the flight attendants are there to save Baldwin's life if he'd had a heart attack or become ill. He says, I've seen flight attendants deliver babies on the plane, calm frightened passengers, and deal with out-of-control passenger one time who was trying to break into the cockpit. He says, if Alec Baldwin had a problem shutting off his electronic device, he should take it up with the FAA and not insult the woman who is a flight attendant.
Wow.
I agree with that.
That's nice.
I agree. But we make a, you know, we make a big hero out of Alec Baldwin, laugh it all off, and he gets away with being a jerk. I think I need to get... Oh, before I get to the joke, I've saved this for 3 days. This is a procedure I didn't know existed. Up in Washington State, the health officials have issued a warning to people who castrate lambs. And the warning is that when you castrate lambs with your teeth, you can get sick.
What?
It says two men working at a sheep ranch came down with Campylobacter jejuni infections. They suffered diarrhea, abdominal cramps, fever, nausea, and vomiting. One spent a day in the hospital. This is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It says neither one had eaten any poultry or unpasteurized dairy products, which is usually associated with this bacteria. The only way they got it, because they, in questioning them, found out what they were doing, they participated in a multi-day event to castrate 1,600 lambs using their teeth.
Good.
They bit the nuts off of 1,600 lambs.
What is wrong with
bad.
Those people?
Why would they have an event?
Bad. What?
Why would they have an event?
It's like some kind of rodeo competition or something.
Oh,
I don't know, some state fair thing.
Thank God.
Says when you do that and castrate lambs with your teeth, you can get fecal oral contact during the castration.
Lamb chop.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It says it was very common in the 1800s, and in certain parts of the country, they still have these lamb castrating competitions with their teeth.
Boy, how the heck do they keep those lambs from not kicking them right in the mouth?
I don't know. They tie their legs down.
Especially after one lamb's watching them go through about five or six, and then he sees them walking up.
If you're a lamb and you look over and your buddy, some guy's got his teeth clamped in your buddy's testicles, you're going to go, no, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, to do this joke justice, I'm going to have to take some time here, so... Bear with me. Guy books a Caribbean cruise, and he's having the time of his life until the ship sinks. And then he finds himself washed up on an island. He's the only survivor. There are no other people. There are no supplies. There's nothing. There are coconuts. That's about it. And he's lying on a beach one day. He's been there like 4 months. And rowing in a rowboat up onto the shore is the most gorgeous woman he's ever seen in his life. Like Charlize Theron, Jenny McCarthy, Halle Berry, Angelina Jolie, all rolled into one. Absolutely stunning. He looks at her and he says, where did you come from and how did you get here? She says, I rowed over in my rowboat from the other side of the island. That's where I landed when the cruise ship sank. She had been on it too and survived. He thought he was the only survivor. He says, that's amazing. He said, wow, you were really lucky to find a rowboat. She said, I didn't find it. I made it. I made it out of, raw materials I found on the island. The oars I whittled from gum tree branches, and I wove the bottom of the boat from palm tree branches, and the sides and the stern are from a eucalyptus tree. This guy goes, holy mackerel, where'd you get the tools? Where did you get the tools to do this? She said, oh, that was not a problem. On the south side of the island, there's some exposed alluvial rock, and I found that if I fired it up to a certain temperature in the kiln that I built, it will melt and become malleable iron, and I used that melted rock turned to iron to make tools, and from those tools I made the hardware that I needed. This guy says, you are unbelievable. You're beautiful, and you did all this. He said, yeah, look, let's get in the rowboat and row over to my place on the other side of the island. I'll give you a tour. So he gets in it with her, and they're rowing, and they pull up to a wharf that she had obviously built to pull up to. He stands up and almost falls off the boat. He's in such shock. There is a stone walkway leading up to a cabin and a treehouse. She has obviously, stone by stone, laid this walkway. She ties up the boat, and he notices she's tying it with rope that she made by hand. She wove this hemp into a rope. He's dumbfounded. They go up, and she says, well, it's not much, but I call it home. Have a seat. Would you like a drink? And he says, well, yeah, I'm thirsty, but I'm telling you, I don't think I could drink another drop of that coconut juice. I am coconut juiced out. She says, oh, no, not coconut juice. I built a still. I have alcohol because I built with my bare hands a still. How about a tropical spritz? He said, oh, my goodness, that'd be great. So they sit out on the couch and they start to talk. And they exchange survival stories. She says, I'll tell you what, I'm going to slip into something more comfortable. Would you like to take a shower and have a good shave? He said, what? She said, yeah, there's a razor in the cabinet upstairs. I made the cabinet, and in it is a razor that I made. He said, how do you make a razor? She said, well, I found a piece of tortoise bone and two shells honed to a hollow ground edge are fastened onto its end inside a swivel mechanism, and it's the edge sharp enough. It's as sharp as any razor blade. Please feel free to use it. Go up, have a shower, and shave with my homemade swivel razor. And he does. And when he returns, she's wearing like next to nothing. The sheer see-through. She's gorgeous. She's got flowers in a vase and strategically laid around. She's got the gardenia smelling the cabin all up real nice. And she says, come on over here. Sit down by me. She says, look, we've been out here both a long time, separately, but we've been out here a long time. And you must be lonely, and you must be around people. And she says, let me ask you something. When's the last time you played around? He said, oh, my goodness, this is too good to be true. Are you kidding me? You built a golf course?
With your Golden Oakland in traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Lots and lots of slow traffic this afternoon, Tina. I got a couple crashes reported as well. 40 westbound, the ramp to westbound 70 is reportedly closed due to a crash. Also have an accident reported now southbound 270 at McDonald. Don't know of any lane restrictions on that one. It's just coming in. 270 eastbound, we're crawling now between Old Halls Ferry and the Canal Bridge. 170 northbound, stop and go between 70 and 270. Southbound on the Interbelt, your stop and go now between Page and Galleria Parkway. 270 northbound, heavy between Olive and 70. Then again, all the way up to New Florissant as you make your way passing Charles Rock Road. Southbound on 270, stop and go. Page down to Doherty Ferry. You're also heavy between 44 and 55. Probably in conjunction to that, Lindbergh is backed up at Chutes all the way down to Highway 40. Sounds like people are bailing out on southbound 270. May see some extra heavy traffic on 141 as well. 55 southbound, we're heavy now between Bayless and Lindbergh. 40 eastbound, he's slow between Grand and the Poplar. 70 eastbound, you're on the brakes at Shreve now to the Dome. 55-70, you're heavy, headed up towards the Poplar as well. From the Poplar, I should say, to 64. Northbound 55 slow between Park Avenue and the Poplar. 70 westbound, stop and go. 370 to T.R. Hughes. 40 westbound, Kings Highway to Big Bend. McKnight to Mason Road. And then pockets between 141 and out past the Boone Bridge. This update brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back. You will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back holiday offer. Hurry to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Led on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from Metro Shooting Supplies. The 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, my name is Pat Gellner, and I'm the owner of OK Vacuum and Repair. I have a great idea to stimulate the economy. From now until the end of the year, bring in your old, tired vacuum, and I'll give you from $25 to $200 trade-in allowance on a new Made in America Recar vacuum. We're offering a full-size Recar upright with tools for $199 before your trade-in allowance. This vacuum has a 3-year warranty. My goal is to take every foreign-made vacuum in St. Louis and replace it with a Made in Missouri vacuum. Let's keep the Recar employees in St. James, Missouri working instead of workers in other countries. Stop into our DePere store and let us show you why Recar vacuums are the best made vacuums on the market.
Get solutions to your problems at OK Vacuum on Manchester Road, a mile east of I-270 in DePere. Shop online at OKVac.com. OK Vacuum, where the professionals shop.
If you're like me, during this time of the year, you find yourself coming and going. Holiday shopping, seeing friends, running errands, and still trying to cook a meal for yourself and your family. Here's an idea. Rather than rushing home to cook a meal, why not treat yourself and your family to dinner at the Concord Grill in South County? Instead of eating fast food, visit the Concord Grill and get some great food fast. They have the food that will warm you up, like their homemade chili or one of their specialties, chicken and dumplings. They also have some 40 burgers to choose from. That's right, 40 different burgers. They're still the home of the $7 lunch. They're only 5 minutes from South County Mall, so after a day of shopping, unwind and relax at the Concord Grill. When you purchase a $25 Concord Grill holiday gift certificate, you'll receive an additional $5 gift certificate for yourself to use on your next visit. For great homemade food, for lunch or dinner, visit the Concord Grill on Concord Village Avenue near Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry Road in South County. For their full menu, coupons, and specials, see their website at concordgrill.com.
When you're on the retirement highway, do you worry if you have enough gas in the tank to finish the trip?
Mark Allen, the host of Retirement Income Answers, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KTRS.
You know, retirement's a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of your current savings, many worry about running out of gas on the retirement highway. And nobody wants to run out of gas. At Income Planners of America, we help people retire comfortably with financial security. And we've been doing that for over 25 years. We've helped a lot of families, and we can help you too. If you're tired of the volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income, conservative solutions do exist. Give me a call and set up your initial consultation. There's no cost. I'll come to your home or office and I'll show you how to enjoy a financially secure retirement. Don't wait until it's too late. 314-454-9700. 314-454-9700. Visit the website IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com. Make sure you have enough gas in your tank for your retirement journey.
The McGraw Show.
George Vesey, ladies and gentlemen, New York Times sports columnist.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Ultimately, your column was that Albert Pujols needs to know that money isn't everything.
The Big 550.
It just seems to me that at some point, the tax man is going to gobble off a big end of whatever somebody's making. So the question is it what you can do with the money? Is it the appearance of money? Clearly, that was enough to push him. very suddenly to a place I don't think he ever deliberated going.
KTRS.
Ring and a home run. Look at this baby sail. Way, way.
This is Joe Strome, Vice President of Ticket Sales for the Cardinals. Last year, because of your great support, we again drew over 3 million fans. This year, we hope to see you at the ballpark again as we feature World Champions Ticket Packs. These five-game packs each feature a popular championship item giveaway day, plus a variety of great games throughout the season. Ticket packs are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
There's nothing as comfortable as a great pair of shoes
until they wear out.
Cobblestone Quality Shoe Repair can give those shoes a new lease on life at a cost far less than a new pair. They use the best materials and craftsmanship to do the best job for every repair. And if it's a new pair you want, Cobblestone Quality Shoe Repair carries six lines of fine quality men's footwear, including Allen Edmonds. Cobblestone Quality Shoe Repair is located at 8855 Ladue Road, Suite J in Ladue, and 1718 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield. For all they do, go to cobblestoneshoerepair.com.
Need the perfect gift? For the past 15 years, Jan Lagans and Diamonds and Gold in South County has been making holiday smiles across the area. Right now, there are great buys on in-stock jewelry, including estate jewelry, clearance items, and more. Make someone smile by logging on to the number 8diamonds.com to find that perfect gift. Looking for some extra cash for the holidays? Diamonds and Gold pays top dollar for your gold, silver, and diamonds. Call them at 314-544-8888. Diamonds and Gold in South County.
Being sick can be scary when you're a kid. You never know when you're going to get better. All you can do is hope.
This Christmas season, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center is full of hope as doctors and nurses are bringing kids messages of hope room to room.
Thank you. Thousands of people are sending us kind thoughts and prayers every day.
They make me smile.
I look forward to getting one every day.
It's great knowing people are praying.
To send your message of hope and lend your support, go to glennon.org.
Need a holiday? From the holidays? Make it a bowling night at Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway off I-70 at exit 220.
Tiny bubbles.
Tiny bubbles in the wine. It's Mike Evans time, everybody. Made possible by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Do yourself a favor, do somebody else a favor. This gift-giving thing doesn't have to drive you nuts because there are all kinds of great gift opportunities out there that a lot of people don't know about. For example, because you're able to PM, you know about the squeegees. Beautiful nickel or brushed, well, chrome or brushed nickel squeegees. $25 squeegees. $15 if you're AM of the PM. They're right there at the front reception desk at the showroom of Thompson Price. Find the address at this website, thompsonprice.com. That would, of course, be Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Say good afternoon, if you would, please. Almost good evening to Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Give it up for the split.
How's it going, Homer?
Doing good. Yourself?
Let me check. Yep. Good.
Pop quiz question. There's been a lot written, a lot said about Tim Tebow being a Christian.
What?
So how often does Tim Tebow attend church? Every single day? Only Wednesdays. He never goes to church. Get your answer in just a minute. So Jerry Sandusky, as attorneys, are again stressing that they will not go after a plea bargain. And again, I am stressing that is simply not going to happen. Stay tuned. We'll see. A couple more quick Tim Tebow nuggets. At the game Sunday when Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos face the New England Patriots, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
And Kevin Costner will all be at the game. Oh, yeah. Hollywood wants to do a Tim Tebow reality show during the off season. Not surprised at that. Love Nuggets, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And P. Diddy are an item. They will spend the holidays together in Miami. I doubt seriously, though, if they will actually be invited to the Alex Rodriguez big Christmas party he has every year. Since when Alex Rodriguez and Cameron Diaz broke up, it was ugly. Hollywood's hottest couple, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They're going to spend the holidays together in Hawaii. Word is, it was Katie Couric's boy toy, Brooks Perlin, that broke up with her. Not she broke up with him.
Hmm.
And she's heartbroken.
How old is that guy?
He's 18 years younger.
Wow.
You go, Katie.
Sarah Leal, that bimbo Blondie Locks that went public about her affair with Ashton Kutcher, is calling press conferences herself, crying the blues that her life is ruined and saying that she had no idea that Ashton Kutcher was married when they had the affair.
Goodness.
Oh,
come on.
How can you say that?
This is like Peg Leg when she said she didn't know who Paul McCartney was.
Peg Leg. I like that, Ollie. That funny one, yeah, Ollie.
Oh, my God.
No, you're exactly right. She's a piece of work. TV News, Glee's ratings are slipping. The mustard's come off that hot dog. England's X Factor's finale ratings in England, down 1.8 million viewers.
Wow.
I would say the mustard, the ketchup, and the sauerkraut's come off the hot dog there. Mm. Movies most looked forward to in 2012 are The Avengers, Men in Black 3, Bourne Legacy, Dark Knight Rises. There you go.
That Bourne series.
And ends.
I like that Bourne series. Matt Damon was on the Today Show this morning, and he said, in this particular case, you really do need to see, and I'm glad he said this, you need to see each of the Bourne, of the whole series before you watch the latest one. And I think that's true. I don't think you'd know what was going on if you watched this next one and hadn't seen the others.
Probably right. Justin Timberlake had a hole-in-one last week. Playing golf, Justin Timberlake plays to a 9. Three women charge Terrell Owens owes child support. Now there's a rumor of a 4th woman. It's hard to believe.
Lies.
So it's really hard to believe. Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Has just become the highest paid celebrity to endorse Weight Watchers.
Oh, man.
And with her purses, her clothing line, her perfume, her jewelry, and her soon-to-be baby clothing line, next year Jessica Simpson will make over $100 million.
And you know what Weight Watchers paid her? Was that announced, the amount?
I don't know.
Oh, man, have you seen her...
boo-boos?
Yes, lately.
They're huge.
Oh, my goodness.
Stop it.
I mean, they
look like such language on public
radio. Stop it right now.
They
I'm
look
with
like
you, Mike.
Basketballs.
You stop that talk.
Are they too big?
That's such as plain ass.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Sasha Obama. That's the little girl, little first
child.
Daughter.
Yeah.
Regularly tweets Justin Bieber. I guess most girls her age do, but the difference is Justin Bieber tweets her back.
Of course he does.
Well,
of course he does.
He doesn't want to get audited.
And finally on the broadcast.
He doesn't want a tax audit.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow, talk about his being a Christian. How often does he go to church? Does he go to church every day, Wednesdays, or never?
Tina?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to go with Wednesdays.
I'm going to go Wednesdays.
Every day.
Neither one of those answers is shocking in any way. I'm going to go for the shocker. He doesn't go to church.
Because he is mobbed for pictures and autographs everywhere he goes, including church, Tim never goes to church.
Yeah, no.
Wow. He gets his services. He listens to services that are recorded on CDs. Mike Evans in Hollywood, see you.
Yeah, that's my excuse for not going to church.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get mobbed.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll just watch that.
And distract from
I just keep forgetting to buy the CD, though.
Yeah. It just Tina's right. If I go, it just distracts from the service. Oh, look, there's Franco Bini. You know, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I'm not doing that to the church and to the other congregation. Mike Evans, brought to you by...
What? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I wonder if the church is okay with you listening to services over... You know how strict,
if you pay for the CDs or whatever and they get their money, I'm sure they are fine with it.
No, but I wonder if that's considered the same as going to church.
Oh, I think
well,
so.
Now you're getting into what different people think is right or wrong or acceptable in the eyes of God, like everybody actually knows.
And there are some people that can't make it to church because they're disabled or bedridden.
I know, and
like
I grew up with people who think if you don't go to church every Sunday, you're going to hell.
Oh, I know.
And that's what I'm saying. He is a very stout Christian, so I'm sure it's pretty...
I got to tell you something. I think a lot of people who are devout Christians listen to that thing about I can't go because I'm mobbed by people, and I don't
think they buy into that, and they think that's just an excuse. I don't think they accept that.
Ian said he's a stout
Christian.
Yeah,
I think they lie. Well, he is a bigger guy for a quarterback, but I think I meant devout.
He's a stout Christian.
He's a bigger guy, though.
Yeah, he is.
Work with
corpulent.
Idiot.
Corpulent. You just looked up the word.
What in this world? He's a stout. He's stout and he's corpulent.
I like to. You know what, everybody? I'm sorry. I like to apologize. Apologize to everybody for this. All right, now this is charitable season. Everybody decides all of a sudden they're going to be real charitable around Christmas. How would you like to be able to be charitable and help people and not really have it cost you anything? You're giving money, but you're not really giving. It's possible. Here's how it's possible. When you have Matheny Heating and Cooling come out and they do the, you know, the diagnostic thing and there's a diagnostic fee, you have to pay the fee anyway, even if they didn't give it to charity. But they're going to take $5 of every single customer's fee and give it to Laclede Gas's Dollar Help Program. So you are donating $5 and you're not having to go out of your way or giving the extra money to do it because it's part of the fee anyway. That's what Matheny's doing, and I think it's a good thing. And even if they weren't, I think this is who, you know, if you called, you know, four heating and cooling companies out for the same job, which is impossible because once the first one comes and fix it, there's nothing for the others to do. But if you could, I honestly believe you'd say, of the four, this is the one I want to come back over and over and over. And it's the Laclede, I mean, the Matheny people because of this Laclede thing. And far beyond that, when they're not doing this anymore and the holiday season is over, because of the service and the integrity of this company, which has been around since the 40s, and the fact that whenever they tell you something is wrong, it's really wrong. They're not going to make up things to bump up the charge and inflate the cost to you. Very dependable. Get there as fast or faster than anybody else could possibly get to you when you need them. Heating, cooling, any size, any type, commercial, residential. If you're in St. Charles or St. Louis counties, they're there for you. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000.
Let's get an update on the roads with Frank Ladd and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Frank?
Oh, Tina, it's not much better. Still heavy out in St. Charles County as you make your way out Highway 70 between, looks like 370 and T.R. Hughes. Still heavy up in North County, eastbound on 270 between 370 and New Florissant. Then some heavy stretches as well between 367 and the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And that stretch eastbound on 270. Ladue Road now is closed just east of Mason due to an accident. All lanes closed there from Ladue Lakes to Felice due to that crash. Slow going now southbound on 270 between Highway 70 and Doherty Ferry, then heavy between Big Bend and Tesson Ferry. 40 eastbound, you're slow between Vandeventer to the Poplar. 70 eastbound, you're on the brakes at Shreve to the Dome. 40 westbound, headed out of the City, Kings Highway to Big Bend, McKnight to Mason, and then it's long stretches out between 141 and the Boone Bridge. Everywhere you turn this afternoon, it is a long slog. This update is brought to you by the Burlington Coat Factory. It's cold outside, so come into Burlington today for great warm winter coats at incredibly low prices. Nobody has more coats and more brands than Burlington Coat Factory. Brag about it. From the Golden Oak Clinic Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Legendary ABC newsman, Mr. Sam Donaldson. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, McGraw.
Weekday mornings at 6.
How come John Huntsman never got off the deck?
Now, he's a conservative Republican, and was when he was governor.
The Big 550.
He's not the person the Tea Party's looking for. I'm telling you, and you know this, and you know, I was preaching to the choir here, and your audience knows it. They want someone who's pure, absolutely pure.
KTRS. For some, maybe even you, the holidays are a very difficult time. The stress associated with the season can become overwhelming. Stress triggers addiction, and the temptation becomes hard to overcome. Maybe it's a friend or a loved one that's trapped by drug or alcohol addiction. Whatever the case, there's an answer. ARCA. Assistant Recovery Centers of America offers distinctively different patient treatment. ARCA treats their patients with special anti-craving medications that instantly and completely block the urge to drink or use drugs. There are no side effects and no withdrawal symptoms. Plus, ARCA's flexible outpatient counseling program will enable you or your loved one to maintain confidentiality without disrupting work or family life. Call ARCA right now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Or visit online at arcamidwest.com. Miracles happen every day. Discover yours at ARCA. ARCA now offers the only same-day teen and adolescents detox program in the area. Call 314-645-6840 for more details.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Call John
Beal. Hey, calm yourself. What are your arms broken?
Yeah.
Yeah. this has been so much fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks just ask me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.